The Hamas declaration to suspend the prisoner exchange talks came after Israel decided to keep cargo crossing points with the Gaza Strip closed in retaliation for continued rocket attacks by Palestinian militants against southern Israel. The talks are supposed to lead to freedom for Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit, who was seized from his Gaza border post 2 years ago by Palestinian militants. Egypt has been brokering talks that would see Shalit freed in exchange for hundreds of Palestinian prisoners that Israel holds. Speaking through a translator, Hamas spokesman Sami Abu Zuri says the Israeli closure is a violation of the Gaza truce between Israel and Palestinian militants that went into effect on June 19th.
Hamas has decided to suspend negotiation for the release of Shalit because of the closure of border roads, which is a violation of the terms of the ceasefire.
Another round of talks on freeing Shalit was supposed to have taken place on Saturday in Cairo. A spokesman for Israel's military says the latest border closure, which took effect on Thursday, was provoked by continued rocket fire, which he says is a violation of the truce. The truce calls for Palestinian militants to stop firing rockets at Israel and for Israel to open crossings into Gaza. On completion of the prisoner exchange, Egypt has pledged to reopen its border crossing with Gaza and Rafah. Meanwhile, Israel's Defense Minister Ehud Barak has issued demolition orders for the homes of two East Jerusalem Arabs who carried out attacks against Israelis. The homes belong to the families of a man who gunned down 8 Jewish seminary students in March and the man who killed 3 Israelis on Wednesday with a bulldozer in the heart of Jerusalem. Israel's Attorney General ruled the demolitions can take place, but noted the demolitions could raise significant legal problems. Human rights groups say they will appeal the demolition orders. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.